of purity and silence and those of suluk of batin, they have come up becoming very knowledgeable. I know some of them in the books and I have seen some of them in person. So it is very important that we are able to abide by this first rule of imsak, which was imsak al-awwal, and was about keeping silent from all those things we should not talk. We have to remember that sukut and knowing Allah are two things work both for each other. What does that mean? That means when a person comes to reach to a level of knowledge about Allah, he becomes silent. There is hadith about it. When people reach to a level about knowing Allah, they become silent. They cannot talk anymore. We have probably, they say probably what Prophet Musa alayhi salam in Quran says, Umnur, where is that? Hazrat Musa alayhi salam says, Wahlul uqdatan li Allah. Rabbi shrah li sadri. Bayassir li amri wahlul uqdatan min lisani. Bayafqahu qawli. So they say this loknat of the Prophet Musa was because people who reach to a level of closeness to Allah, they can become al-kandis, we say in Farsi, I think, maybe in Arabic the same. There is hadith about these things from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, which is quoted in Mishkatul Anbar fi qarr al-akhbar Tabarisi, just the author of the book. Man arafa Allah kalla lisanu. Whoever knew Allah, his tongue becomes heavy, cannot talk anymore. Man arafa Allah kalla lisanu. Or من عرف الله و عظمه من افاه من الكلام. Whoever knew Allah و عظمه and hold his greatness in his heart, من افاه, his tongue, his mouth cannot talk about him anymore. Of course, the reason that you can see me that I can talk so much, it tells me that, no, that's very true. I mean, don't I'm not saying it as a joke. So
no, I don't this way. Otherwise, you know, the mu'mins will not speak. Okay?
Yeah.
The scholars will not speak.
No, no, you're right. But still, I talk not always about these things. There are other things that I talk to which I shouldn't. So, Sayyid Haydar Amuli says about this ahadith, which says, whoever knows Allah, he keeps quiet. Whoever knows Allah should not talk. Because there are even also hadiths that whoever knows Allah should not even talk. He says, because these are referring to the fact that Allah, لَأَنَّهُ زَوْقِيٌّ وَشَهُودِيٌّ. Because it is something to be tasted. When somebody knows Allah, when somebody gets close to Allah, it's not something, an experiment that you can come and explain to other people. You might have heard the name of Zawqiyun wa Shahudiyun. Shahudiyun, yeah. You might have heard the name of Sadruddin Qunawi. Sadruddin Qunawi is one of the Urafa of the past. In his book, Nafahatul Ilahiyya, he says, Arif, who is a person who gets close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he goes and reaches to a level of Shahud with higher awalim, when he comes back from those journeys, he says, he cannot explain those because what he has seen has not been with these havas khamsa, what five senses that we have, touching and seeing and hearing. These are not, this doesn't work when it goes to the mulaqat of Allah, when it comes to the seeing of higher creatures of Allah. These are not working. There are other senses which are working. But when the arif is coming back from that journey, he still has those five havas that like here. How can he explain what he has seen, what he has heard, what he has touched, what he has eaten? So, it is what it says, Zawqiyun wa Shahudiyun. That is why it is recommended, of course, when it says recommended, also by Takween, it is like that. When people go, reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they cannot talk about it. Even if they try, they cannot explain it. So, If they come and talk to people, they make no sense of what he has said. It is an experiment which is done by other senses, other than these five senses we have. Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam in Tuhaf al-Uqul, is one of the books of hadith, says, هَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَنَاخِرَهُمْ فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا حَسَائِدَ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ. Is it what takes the people to the fire of Jahannam except حَسَائِدَ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ? They say حَسَائِدَ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ are those فُزُولُ الْكَلَامِ, those things which people are talking with no use. And listen to this one, Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha, he says, مَنْ كَسُرَ كَلَامُهُ كَسُرَ خَتَأُهُ. Whoever whose kalam, whose talk becomes more, كَسُرَ خَتَأُهُ. خَتَأُ means, خَتَأ means error, mistakes, or sin even, is called, is خَتَأ, خَتِيَة. كَسُرَ خَتَأُهُ. His sins and his mistakes also become more. وَمَنْ كَسُرَ خَتَأُهُ قَلَّ حَيَاؤُهُ. And whoever whose khata, his sins becomes much increases, his haya, I don't know what to explain haya in English. Chastity. So you all agree with it? Chastity? You all understand what is haya? His haya, qalla hayahu, his haya decreases. It's obvious when we do more sin, so we are less ashamed. That's haya. That means when we are less ashamed, we have less haya. Okay? وَمَنْ قَلَّ حَيَاهُ قَلَّ وَرَأَهُ. Whoever whose haya decreases, his wara' decreases. What is wara'? Wara' is a type of piety. Of course, wara' of awam and wara' of khawas are different. Awam are normal, ordinary people of shari'at, but wara' of tariq, ahl tariqah, is a different wara'. Wara' of public is keeping away from makruh, from what is Allah reluctant for us to do, from the fear of haram. That's a definition of wara. Keeping away from makruh. Please, those who do not understand these words very well, go and learn. We need this vocabulary development. Wara, haram, halal, mustahab, mubah, makruh. Makruh is whatever is Allah is reluctant for us to do it. It's not haram, but Allah doesn't like us. What is the example of? Eating too much. That's makruh. So, this is the wara of public, awam. Wara of khawas is keeping away from whatever makes the heart dark. There are things that we can do which keeps our heart dark, darkens the heart. That is wara of خواص. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says, I continue, وَمَنْ قَلَّ حَيَاهُ قَلَّ وَرَأَهُ. His piety decreases when his haya decreases. وَمَنْ قَلَّ وَرَأَهُ مَاتَ قَلْبُهُ. So, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ غَرَأَ فَاتَهَمَا صَلَوَات for the heart of a person whose قَلَّ وَرَأَهُ, whose وَرَأَ becomes soulless, his heart dies. When the heart dies, وَمَنْ مَاتَ قَلْبُهُ دَخَلَ النَّارِ. Whoever his heart is dead, he goes to Jahannam. May Allah keep it away from us. None of us here are the mistake of these hadiths. But it is good to know it. Sayyid Haydar Amuli says, in Surah Nur, ayat number 14 to 18, it talks so much about not talking the things we do not know. He says, if only these four ayats were in Quran, was enough for people to keep quiet from fuzul al-kalam, for any excessive talk. Only these four ayahs of Quran, Nur 14 to 18. So, this was imsak al-abbal. Imsak al-sani. Imsak number two. What was imsak? You all remember? Shall we remember or I tell you? Imsak, keeping away, abstaining, refraining. امساك البصر في ضرورة امساك البصر بالصاد عن المباحات الا بقدر الحاجت. Difficult. امساك البصر Sorry, my pronunciation is not good. Good enough, I mean. It's good, but not good enough. امساك البصر عن المباهات الا بقتل الحاجت. Keeping away the eyes from مباهات. It's not talking about haram here. It's not talking about makruh here. It's talking about مباه. مباه is no harm. But as I said, drinking this tea for me is مباه. Of course, if I keep drinking it, it becomes makruh and then becomes haram. But that means anything, even مباه, looking at it, except بقدر الحاجة, except whatever is necessary. There are things, we know for everything, for every sense of us, there is a level of necessity that we need to feed them, and then there is level of comfort, then there is level of excessiveness. So he says امساك الثاني is the second, refrainment, second. Abstaining is keeping away the eyes from any مباه except for what it is necessary, for the minimum necessary. In Quran Surah An-Nur ayah number 30 says قل المؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهن. غض means keeping the eyes down. غض قين ذات. Qain, Zad, Qaz. Is it right the way I say it? You say that. You say that. I want to see how wrong I say it. Qaz. Qaz means keeping the eyes down. So that means when we are, of course, this is? Qaz. Okay. Yaghuzu. Yeah. Qaz means keeping the eyes down, especially in the environment that we are living in, the Western countries. So that means we are here more prone to see not only mubahat, you see here haram and things like that, and which is, of course, is very difficult. This is one of those very difficult ones, but there is no exception. If it keeps us away, these are mawani', these are obstacles. If we cannot do it, then we stop in the same level, we cannot go any further. But we have to do as much as we can. They say, the reason, of course, is very obvious. They say, unless the nafs sees something, do not seek it, do not want it. Only when you see it, you want it. So that's why for a person who is blind, who has been blind, who has been born blind, he doesn't have any of these, a lot of these desires, not any, a lot of these desires that we normal people have. Because the first start of demand of the nafs is when it sees. So, certain things like this, I don't think we need to do, or it's needed to make it proof, any reason. We all do wajdan of it, we all find this in ourselves. It is only when we see, we want. If we don't see, we don't want. If we see less, we want less. Maulavi, Iranian poem says, آدمی از راه گوش فربه شود. Of course, the meaning of the poetry is انسان becomes فربه, means blowns, gets blown up from his way of ear. But this is the way of حواس. That means our nafs gets blown and swells from the ways of five senses. From what we see, from what we hear, from what we eat. These are what makes nafs bigger and bigger. Of course, it doesn't mean we should not give to the nafs, but we should give what it's supposed to get and the amount that it's required for it. So, anyway, I took a bit longer than what I expected, so I keep it at here. So we started with امساك الثاني, امساك البصر عن المباهات الا بقدر الحاجة. Inshallah, next week, Tuesday, let's start sharp at 7, so that, or if you want to start 7:30, tell us, we all come 7:30. It's not good that I come at 10 to 7 and it starts here and we start for half an hour. I can do a lot of other things at home. My wife does not tell me off. Bar Muhammad, all Muhammad, salam.